Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm pretty good. And Auntie Mama's, of course, she's going to be with us this week. How you doing, Auntie Mama?
You know it. 4-0. Stars.
All right. First things first, we got a new segment we're going to start. We're going to start doing this every week. It's our Player of the Week. This could be any player from any sport. It doesn't have to be just football, but we decided to start with the football season. I'm going to go first. And y'all not going to like my pick because I did this purely out of spite just because I know y'all don't like him. And my player of the week is Baker Mayfield.
I knew you were going to say that. I didn't even want to let him speak because I knew he was about to say Mayfield when he said, y'all don't like him.
Like, Baker Mayfield did not have an amazing game, but he definitely, he beat out expectations.
He did? By winning the game?
21 for 34, 173 yards, 2 touchdowns. Not amazing stats, but honestly better than what most people would have thought. Nobody really thought the Buccaneers was going to win that game.
I thought the Vikings had that one.
I think that also goes to show that Kirk Cousins ain't that good. Mm-hmm. Although he did put up 300 yards, though. Also, the Vikings aren't a very good team. I don't think so. But, yeah, congratulations, Baker Mayfield. You are my player of the week.
Well, chill me on down to me, and I'm going to pick Deshaun Watson is my player of the week.
What?
Deshaun Watson played great versus the Bengals. The Bengals couldn't do nothing with him. So I got Deshaun Watson as my player of the week. He proved a lot of people that he was going to beat the Bengals.
Well, my player of the week come from the Panthers, who play for us now. What's his name? My player of the week come from the Panthers.
Stephon Gilmore.
So yes, y'all gave him up. We appreciate it. He knew he wanted to be a star. Stephon Gilmore, you my player of the week, baby.
If Matt Rhule wasn't our coach, this wouldn't even have happened.
Yeah, he wouldn't have left us. He would have been still here.
What?
He would have been weighing on CJ Henderson. And
sick of him.
I'm gonna be honest with you. At this point in how I look at it, we should have took Michael Parsons instead of J.C. Horn.
We're too bad.
We'll get to that
one. Yeah,
we'll get to that one.
Because Stephon Gilmore, he knew he wanted to come down south. He came down south. He left them cats and came to some stars. Now I'm telling you, I didn't even know the dude was on my team.
He looked good at 21.
He looked good.
For 24.
Nah, that 21 looked good.
He looked good.
I guess anybody with that 21
looked
okay, you know, except for Fat Zeke.
No, don't talk about Zeke. Zeke don't look good.
He won five.
I couldn't get up. He didn't look right sitting on that sideline over there. Then his first play, he fumbled.
Yeah. And that was weird because he's not something he does.
That's why I said
he told y'all he was at the end of his line last year.
Yeah, you did. You did.
I still think he's a serviceable running back.
he's serviceable. Just what type of service are you going to get? Good or bad?
It'll be up and down with him every week. That's what I think.
Because I was like, Patriots?
And he went 15?
Yeah.
Patriots?
I was like,
honestly, I can't wait to get to that game, too.
He don't even look good sitting on the sidelines over there.
We're going to go ahead and get into these games. This was a
really
interesting week of football.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Because so many games went sideways. I guess I'm not that surprised, but like most of these offenses this week did not look good at all.
Mm-mm.
Like, even from the teams that won, their offenses still, like you mentioned Deshaun Watson, I just looked at his stats. Like, I'm not saying that he didn't play good, but they weren't as impressive as I thought it would have been. Chiefs and Lions, they were the first game.
They started the week off wrong.
Look, I told you. I told you the Lions was going to win that game. I knew. When we did the podcast last week, I wasn't thinking about Chris Jones at the moment. But I knew that not having both Travis Kelce and Chris Jones was going to be an issue. Yeah. Even though that the Lions didn't light it up on offense, I knew that not having them would be an issue. One, I mean, you're missing your best player on your defense. And then two, Patrick Mahomes is missing his best receiver. So, I mean, and then the guys that he did have.
What about the Super Bowl champs?
So,
yeah.
I mean, well, I kind of expected a little drop off from the Chiefs anyway, because they lost multiple players, and then on top of that, they lost their offensive coordinator, and now they have Matt Nagy as their offensive coordinator. And dude got fired from the Bears because they were dysfunctional. So.
That's the word?
Yeah.
Honey, I was like, whoa.
Now, the Chiefs don't look bad. I think they'll be better next week. But
okay.
They definitely didn't look like the old Chiefs.
Nah, they didn't.
I didn't know who they were.
They were struggling to move the ball.
Yes.
Like, it was definitely not, it definitely wasn't the Chiefs of old, let's say.
Now, I will ask you, do you think it's more that it wasn't the Chiefs of old, or do you think the Lions defense is just that good?
The Lions defense is just that good.
I thought they were amazing. Yeah. Both defenses played really good that day. But the Lions defense,
they showed up.
That D line was getting after it, especially Aiden Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. Like,
my player from there is Brian Branch, the safety who took the pick six back.
Oh yeah,
he a rookie, and he didn't even look like a rookie that whole night.
Mm-hmm. I would say
part of that is because he had to cover Tooney, and he ain't that good. So. Yeah.
Well, I ain't gonna say Tony ain't that good. He
can't even catch.
I'm not gonna say that. He had a situation. Three passes. Yeah, he dropped three. But I'm not gonna say he's not good. Because he had one of the most plays in the Super Bowl with that punt return.
Last year.
Yeah.
He ain't do it this year.
That part. On Thursday, he was hot garbage.
He didn't even
he's not a terrible player. At least the way I presented it is wrong. Like, he's not a terrible player. But what we saw on Thursday was not good for Tony. He has to be better than that because, I mean, he just did not help out anybody on his team.
He did. I will give you that. He didn't help nobody.
I was like, what? When I went to the Super Bowl, I was like, what the hell?
They targeted him five times. He didn't catch down. What up?
And Jared Goff, he was better. He's better than I've been giving him credit for.
Yeah, the thing is, I feel like he actually likes being in Detroit because they care. They actually, he actually know that the team is his. Like,
yeah.
Okay, we got you. This is what we want you to do. You're the man in charge now. With the Rams, it was McVay was the leader of regardless of what was going on. Mm-hmm.
The face of that franchise.
Oh, yeah.
A player should be the face of the franchise, not the coach.
Yeah. So, I understand what I like him in with Detroit.
All right, next game. I don't really want to talk about this one. Panthers-Falcons.
That game was good to the end.
Yeah, that's what I told you. The Panthers choked up in the fourth quarter. They could have came back. I don't know what.
I think what it is one, Bryce is not as good as people tried to sell him.
Yeah, he's not.
Although I think he can get better. I don't think he's a bad quarterback. But my biggest issue with him was that second interception. You know how they say, don't make the same mistake twice. They literally ran the same play. That's a play that you see on Madden. Yeah. Like, if I was playing Madden and I saw that safety right there, I wouldn't have dared thrown that ball. Like,
he's playing center field the whole time. Like,
that play right there was just horrible. Then a couple overthrows that did not look good at all.
Like that deep ball where Mingo was wide open. Yeah,
it was two of them. Mingo and Terrace Marshall, both of them got wide open on a deep ball and he missed both of them. But also, there was most of our receivers for the most of the game, they weren't getting open. Yeah. I saw multiple plays where that O-line was holding that D-line up, and he was just holding the ball back there because nobody was open.
But also, too, he got a – even though he's one of those players that, you know, he goes through his progressions, he –
he got to come up out the pocket.
Yeah, he got to he got to come out, move out the pocket, and he also got to quit always hitting the check down. Like
that goes back to college. See, that's why I say when you get them college, you got to really train them when they get there, because like the commentator say, whatever his name is, he said this is not college football. You in the pros now.
I think Frank Reich just wanted to play safe, and I don't like that.
And my other problem with the game was that it goes back to what I said from why I didn't want Bryce. I mean, he's here now. He's my quarterback. But the reason I didn't want him is because I said he don't throw the ball. He don't throw receivers open. He throws the ball to them. And it's the NFL. You got to throw people open. You can't just try to, like with the interception you just spoke about.
If he throws a couple seconds sooner.
He catches that ball.
I mean, still, I wouldn't throw it, but at least not to him. Yeah. If he did throw a couple, it's like they say in the NFL, the window of opportunity is much shorter than it is in college. So on that specific play, like, I personally still don't think it would have been a smart idea to throw it there anyway, but if he threw it a couple seconds earlier, the receiver would have had a better chance at catching it rather than it just going straight to the defender.
Because he held the ball.
It just took him too long to make a decision
there. Yeah. It was a couple of plays I was like, if you threw that 2-3 seconds earlier, like even with the ball, the deep pass, if you throw that ball a few more seconds earlier, Beagle would have caught that ball. Because you waited till he got to the furthest point to try to launch it.
Yeah, he thinking about his arm.
Speaking of the other deep ball, too. I was blaming Bryce on that, but I take it back because I just remembered they did a replay of that, and Terrence Marshall Jr. actually slowed down for some reason.
Yeah.
And that's, like, if he just kept running, he would have caught it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that was my only thing, but the defense looked good.
Yeah.
That's why I said y'all didn't look bad.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all just,
they should have paid.
Mistakes what caught y'all.
Panthers still has potential to be a good team this year.
Yeah, it was a mistake that caught y'all.
It looked just like last year. The offense is terrible. The defense held up as long as they could. Got to the fourth quarter, and defense was like, I'm tired. Yeah. Like, they should have been paying three and outs.
Yeah, and they should have been paying Brian Burns on the plane.
Oh, my God. The fact that he ain't got his contract by now.
He should have got it.
If I was them, after that first drive, I would have said, here's your contract.
Yeah.
Like,
come on the sideline. We got you.
Yeah.
Sign this down. Because you seen right after the Chiefs game, last night, Chris Jones got his contract.
Uh-huh. Because they realized that. I feel like that's – I kind of feel like Brian Burns tried to simulate that a little bit. Because in the first half, he was amazing. But in the second half, he was almost non-existent. I kind of feel like he did that on purpose. Yeah.
I think he did it on purpose, too. Because you realize, like, he was everywhere in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. I'm talking about – They were talking about who?
But and then Algier, he just ran crazy in the second half. I didn't see no Brian Burns.
No Brian Burns.
I feel like he did that on purpose. Panthers, y'all need to pay him.
Yeah. They definitely need to pay him.
They need to pay him.
Brian Burns.
That's why, we was watching the game, that's why I was like, the Panthers didn't look terrible.
Defense,
they just had mistakes.
Yeah. Our defense part.
They cost them the game, though.
We need to do better with our secondary. Got to do better.
Yeah,
I think it's the run game. I mean, CJ Henderson is trash.
Von Bell is known for being a run stopper. He needs to play up and play and come up to hit them and run. Stop the run.
I know we're in a 3-4 defense now, but for me, it all starts up front.
Yeah,
they need to get a little bit more push up there, and our linebackers need to be more existent. Like, that's been my biggest issue.
Who is this guy 91 that we got that was starting in the middle?
I don't know. If his shot total was 99, ain't he?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He was played shot. They was switching them all out, but 91 basically was in there a lot.
Maybe it's Matos.
Nah.
Oh, he's 97.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
He was a D tackle. I don't know who he was, but they was playing to get him a lot of snaps.
I just need to see my linebackers around the ball a little bit more. I feel like I barely saw anything from Shaq. I saw a lot of Frankie Louvu, but there was a lot of good with him, but there was also a lot of bad.
Like that juke that he got.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
You got a Flace play. I said, Lord Jesus, if B. John Roberts gonna be like that, we gonna have to get on him quick. Because he stopped on the dime. Oh, you was trying to tackle me? Nah, I'm about to score. I'll talk to you later. I was upset with that play. I was upset, and I said, that's Frankie. He made more plays, and he messed up, so I'm good. But I was mad about that play because they scored. But we got some mistakes we got to clean up. I think we'll be okay.
Mistakes cost y'all the game.
Yeah. That's all it was.
Yeah.
Bryce got to quit checking it down, though. That was pissing me off. Because you know who he was reminding me of? 2-yard Teddy.
Mm-hmm. Just like Teddy. Pretty
much. I kept saying, Don to my, y'all should have just kept Teddy. I said, yeah, we should have. We should have just kept Teddy.
Mm-hmm. I was telling you that when it reached.
You did.
All right, we're going to move on to the Bengals and Browns. Really surprised by that one. Now, I'm not worried about the Bengals, but I'm really surprised by it. At least, I'm surprised that the game went the way it did. Like, even if they lost, it still should have been much closer than what it was.
See, I heard a joke online that said Joe Burrow got paid if a guy to play football. And that's what happened. He overthrew T. Higgins 8 times.
Ooh. Yeah, I can imagine how hard that's a practice for them, because that's Joe Burrow's better than that. Yeah. He went 14 for 31, 82 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 2 sacks. Just a complete collapse by a team that's supposed to have one of the best offenses in the league. But I do have to say that Cleveland D-line is something dangerous.
What was I saying the whole time?
Hold up, I never said
that. No, I'm not saying you not said. I'm saying we was talking about drafting Bryce Young. I kept saying, what if somebody like Miles Garrett get a free rush?
I'm glad we don't play that.
That's what all that comes out. And did you see him at the get that pressure? He stood up. He was about over the center. Stood up. Act like he was dribbling the basketball and ran past the center.
Oh, that was embarrassing for him. Oh, my gosh. At that point, I'm like, Coach, I can't play no more.
No, you got to go home. I would have sent you home. You got to go home. We're going to use the backup center now.
Cause... We don't want your kids to see that.
Yeah, it was terrible, too. I'm like, oh, man, he did that. Like he was playing basketball and ran up the middle on you. Terrible. But I think the Browns, they didn't look as bad. They didn't look that bad. Nick Chubb was doing what he do.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for the fantasy points.
Nick Chubb did good for me, but what's his name did terrible for me. Najee Harris.
Well, I told you what will happen.
We're
going to get to that in a little bit. Next game is Jags and Colts. Once again, I told you, Jacksonville Jaguars are not a team to play.
You're right. But what did I tell you? Anthony Richards was going to have a good game.
He was the best rookie quarterback this weekend. Yeah. Although, I will say, before we drafted anybody, you wanted Anthony Richardson because he had the least likely chance of getting hurt, but he was the only rookie quarterback that got hurt.
He did, but... Also, they said that, you know, it ain't that came out that it was major either.
Oh, no, but still, he got hurt. That's the whole point is, like, he got hurt, and he did. Bryce Young is the one everybody said was most likely to get hurt, and Anthony Richardson, the one who was least likely to get hurt, is the one that got hurt.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, credit to both teams, though. That was a really good
game. It was a good game,
But,
That punt return is what took them out of the game. What took
I didn't see theirs.
It was a punt return that he got stopped at the, 10-yard line. That was basically the final score.
Oh.
But I think that no, they won by 2 touchdowns, 2 scores, didn't
they?
No. It was short. I
Oh, yeah, it was two scores, 31-21.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it was the kick return is the one that put them in position to take the lead.
I mean, but it's just so baffling to me, though, looking at this, 31-21. And I look at their stats, and it just don't match the numbers. Like, 241 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception from Trevor Lawrence. 223, 1 touchdown, 1 interception from Anthony Richardson. Like, I don't know. Oh, well, he did have a rushing touchdown and 40 rushing yards, but the stats for this game ain't as pretty as the score.
So, yeah.
You trying to say something to him?
No, go ahead.
When
I get to my other game, I liked it.
Vikings and Tampa Bay. Surprised by the Vikings losing this one. I thought they were going to beat Tampa Bay. I didn't think Tampa Bay was going to be that good, but they are. I mean, I did have them coming in second in our division, but so clearly they're better than what we thought. Their defense, like I've been saying all summer, their defense is still they're still good on defense. So I think the biggest worry with them was their offense. This is still kind of a worry. I mean, they didn't play great on offense. So.
I'd be surprised if they trade Mike Evans to him. They said they're not extending him.
I think he's going to play out this year, but just sign with somebody next year.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He had 6 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's 11 yards a catch. Good, dude. You know, they might as well go ahead and send them to us.
You know they're not going to let that happen.
In the division. That's the one I've never seen the Panthers. I've never seen us trade in the division.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody trade in that division.
Vikings and Green Bay. I mean, Vikings and Lions.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand that one. That was
weird. TJ Hockenson, that was a wild.
And he ended up becoming one of the best tight ends. I was like, why'd you do that? Next game. Titans and Saints.
You called that too.
Mm-hmm.
You called that.
I chose Titans.
I thought you chose Saints.
I chose Titans.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I still think the Saints are high garbage, but I chose the Titans.
That game was weird anyway. Did you see how the Titans had 4 field goals? That's how they got 15 points.
I was confused.
They didn't score a single touchdown?
No.
No, I was so confused. I said, hi.
They won 15-16.
Yeah.
Well, part of it is Ryan Tannehill is trash. 16 of 34, 198 yards, 0 touchdowns, 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for a while. Ryan Tannehill is trash.
I agree with you now that he's at the bottom now. But before, when you were screaming that he wasn't terrible.
Ryan Tannehill has been trash.
No, he hasn't. Even when he was with the Dolphins, he was good.
I'll give you that one with the Dolphins. He wasn't terrible with them. But with the Titans, he's been terrible.
I mean, he wasn't too bad. He took Marcus Mariota to park.
Marcus Mariota is also trash.
Now he's trash now.
He was good when he threw that touchdown to himself, but after that, that was a nice play.
Yeah.
Derek Carr, 23 of 33, 305 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Even though that he played like that, I'm still not very impressed by him or the Saints. Like, my opinion on the Saints have not changed. I am not worried about them, really.
Saints are old.
They've been good since Katrina. Mm-hmm.
But they do.
That's the truth.
I will give them their defense. Their defense is not horrible.
No, they went to the Super Bowl win.
Yeah, that was
Katrina.
Yeah, that was the last time they did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they've been to the playoffs since 2020.
Yeah. So.
But, I mean, we ain't got much room to talk, though.
I mean,
let's not talk about it. Oh, 49ers and Steelers. Trey, I told you.
You said
it. I told you. Now, I didn't expect a blowout like that, But I told you the 49ers was going to beat them.
I'm going to tell you, Kenny Pickett tricked me in the preseason, making me think he was going to be good.
He is going to be good. They just shouldn't have made him go up against the best defense in week one. That was unfair.
I was expecting much better from Kenny than that.
Kenny
put up 3 points.
Did they put up 3 points?
Yep.
No, 7. They scored a touchdown.
They scored a touchdown?
Yeah.
It was, what, it was 30-7 then?
Yeah. They,
Because we made, because I said we scored a field goal more than,
he threw a touchdown to their tight end. I don't know how to say his last name, but his first name is Pat.
Oh, fair move.
Yeah. Statistically, it's not the worst game. I've definitely seen worse games for quarterbacks, but
Joe Burrow.
I mean, just overall, just not a good game from the Steelers.
at all. Nobody played good.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett, I mean, what's his name? Not Kenny Pickett. George Pickett. George Pickett.
Oh, did he didn't do anything, did he?
Nope.
The Steelers were like
36 yards.
The Steelers were like
I had them on my fantasy.
They looked like the Pee Wee League out there, man.
Yeah, they did not look good at all. That's not the use of what I'm saying. Use from seeing from Thomas.
Yeah. Well, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, though.
I'm not.
He has yet to have a losing season. It's not gonna be this year.
I ain't say he gonna have a losing season now, but I don't think they look good. They're coming
in third in a division. With a 9-8 record.
Okay.
49ers, though. I mean.
They showed out.
Yeah.
They acted a fool.
Brock Purdy clearly showed why he deserved the start.
The number one spot. He did.
C-Mac, man, we miss you. I never really liked you, but we miss you. 152 yards and a touchdown, and that touchdown was amazing.
Don't y'all boy play for the 49ers?
Who?
No, Sam Brown.
Yeah. Mm. He number two. I mean, he's second quarterback.
He actually had a... He played. He had a run. Two runs.
Okay.
For negative 2 yards.
Man! Sam!
Listen, what boy did that?
Didn't they get McCaffrey?
Yeah, they got Christian, too.
Showed up and showed up.
Mm.
So glad I didn't have to play against him in fantasy.
Y'all just gave away all y'all good players. God damn. Y'all didn't want to win.
We should have held off on trading Christian. And then
paid Stephon Gilmore.
If they did that, then we would have won too many games last year. And
we could have got Hendon Hooker then.
Y'all should have paid Gilmore. Y'all didn't want to pay Gilmore.
Nah, they Hendon Hooker back up for the Lions. He not playing. Because they still said he's still rehabbing his leg.
Y'all don't want no injury for that. All right, next game: Commanders versus who did they play?
The Cardinals.
The Cardinals.
And they barely got past the damn Cardinals.
I'm not worried about the Commanders. Honestly, I think right now they look like the second best team in their division. We're going to get into why a little bit later. But I'm still not worried about them. Sam Howell, I think he proved that he's a good quarterback. I've been telling people Sam Howell's a good quarterback. So, is his name?
I disagree, man.
Why? 19 of 31, 202, one touchdown, one interception, 6 sacks. His old line needs to protect him.
Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah. 6 sacks.
And he another one don't like to come up out the pocket, man.
I think Sam Howell being
a pocket passer.
Sam will come out more than Bryce will.
Yeah. He doesn't have to, though, because he has a lot of weapons.
Like, yeah, he got a lot of weapons.
What, Antonio Gibson, Brian Robinson, Curtis Samuel.
Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, I'm mad at Terry McLaurin. Jahan Dotson. You did say Terry. I mean, he's a good receiver, but 2 catches, 31 yards. You did not help me in fantasy at all. You gave me a heart attack. All right.
Yeah, I
put
was
all
lost.
My faith in you. You was my number one start receiver. I put you over Stephon Gilmore.
You should have.
Stephon Diggs. I shouldn't have. But Stephon Diggs actually won me my
game. I'm not saying Stephon actually cut up last night.
Yeah.
You know, even though he took an L, he did cut up.
Really got to get into that game.
Well,
that
his brother showed out.
Don't nobody care about him.
Man, then y'all always want to come for a stop.
Ravens versus Texans. It started out bad for the Ravens.
That was a weird-ass game, man.
Yeah, it started out... The Ravens did not look good. Their offense looked terrible. It wasn't until the end of the game that they started to break away.
Zay Jones looked good, though. I mean, Zay Flowers looked good.
That was a weird game.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
He looked good.
Oh, yeah, and what's the guy who got injured? J.K. Dobbins. Yeah, that really sucks.
He got hurt again?
Yeah, he's out for the season.
Oh yeah, this is
that's Achilles.
Oh, that's the end for him.
Yeah,
so. Cause he done got hurt. This is third
year
didn't work.
Just got back.
Yeah.
When they was taking him.
I think it from ACL last time. That mean your leg just ain't no good.
That's what I was saying.
So they probably I ain't gonna say probably gonna do it, but I've been hearing about them trying to get Jonathan Taylor. So
I bet if they get Jonathan Taylor. Goddamn, that's gonna be a running offense again.
Yeah. Odell, he didn't do nothing special.
Yeah.
I actually have him on my fantasy team, and I didn't start him this week. I almost started him.
I didn't start him either.
Yeah, I refused to start him because anyway, I don't trust him.
I don't know where he yet. So I had.
I actually might release him.
I thought about the same thing,
because I was like. Not old dirty bastard, you know what I'm saying? You would show up. Somebody don't let you play, you know what I'm saying? You want to ask for all this money, you the star, you want to do all this, and you look like straight, be honest, garbage your first game.
High garbage.
Yeah.
You out there practicing and catching one hand passes.
Yeah. Leaning back.
Yeah.
They showed it.
CJ Stroud, though. Second best rookie quarterback of the weekend. 28 of 44. 242 yards, 0 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 5 sacks. They need to protect him,
but see,
still
they just
best.
Saw they just traded for another tight they just traded the what's his name? They just got the tackle from the Cardinals. I can't think of his name right now, but they just they traded a third round pick for him.
Part of it might be that he don't have a lot of weapons. Dalton Schultz, he didn't even show up.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, before the season started, I would have looked at him as the best weapon he has.
Yeah. So. Him or Michi.
Who?
Michi, the receiver from Alabama.
Well, his name ain't even on the stat sheet, so.
That man ain't. Woo. Like, you ain't getting no love either.
Next game. Bears and Packers. This one was a shocker.
It shocked me, too.
I thought the Bears are trash. Like. We gave y'all are trash. DJ Moore.
I got it. The Chiefs.
My criticism of him when he was with the Panthers do not change. I like you. You're an okay receiver, but you also have some issues. The Bears are trash. Justin Fields, not great. I mean, well, not really good. Like, the Bears are just hot garbage. Jordan Love, he's making a case for himself.
But I told you we had seen enough to say that he was trash.
Look, I never said he was trash. I said I'm not going to call him. I wasn't going to call him good.
Yeah, you did say that.
But I never made the argument that he was trash.
But I told you we hadn't had enough to say not say that he wasn't good. Like I said, that's how the Packers develop their quarterback. They sit down for a couple of years, then they start.
I mean, we'll see with them, though. There's more games to come.
Yeah, but he looked good. He looked good.
Yeah, he did. He looked real good. They put up 38 points. Was not expecting them that for
him. I was sitting. I was looking at the highlights. I said,
I was about to call Doc and give him congratulations.
I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
The Cheeseheads put up 38. I had the Bears with.
All right. Broncos and Raiders. Man, the Broncos piss me off.
I had to with it too.
They get on my nerves. Like
Russell.
And I quit giving them the benefit of the doubt.
And like your coach said, you quit kissing babies and being run like you run for politician. You play
but
football.
But he didn't even have a bad game though. It just wasn't good enough.
Yeah, but
it wasn't him.
That's why
he was also my starting quarterback. I started him over Aaron Rodgers. So glad I did.
You got away with that one.
I was looking at Russell like, come on, baby daddy, you know?
She didn't call her baby
daddy. Yeah. What's going on with you, you know?
Russ was looking terrible. I mean, I ain't going to say terrible, but he didn't look
He wasn't Russell. I don't know who
he done lost that weight and still not running the ball and throwing the ball.
He not Russell.
And I'm forced to start him again next week. Get yourself together. I'm going to need 200. No, I'm going to need 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. Because I got to win.
So.
Las Vegas Raiders, they still trash.
Yeah.
I don't even know who they're going to play next week, but they're going to lose.
Yeah, because they should have won that game.
They should have never changed their name.
They should not have won. Next game, Eagles-Patriots.
This was a surprise.
I think the Patriots are definitely better than what a lot of people thought, and the Eagles are worse than what we thought. Because they were the first two drives, the Eagles were looking like, oh, this is light work.
Yeah.
They didn't score another touchdown for the rest of the game. They didn't score again until the third quarter. And the rest of their scores were field goals after that. So I'm like...
But the Patriots act like they wasn't even...
I was surprised that the Patriots didn't... I picked the Eagles to win, but I was surprised that the Patriots didn't give a better effort because y'all...
They did give a great effort, though.
They did, but...
Especially on defense. They were amazing.
On defense, not on offense.
Hold up. Let me read out some stats for you right now.
Go ahead.
I will say they probably would have won had they had a better running game. Their running game is hot garbage. But Mac Jones, 316 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. That's pretty good. That's better than what I thought he was going to do.
That's good for Matt Jones.
He was definitely spreading the ball around. 64 yards from Bourne, 64 yards from Stevenson, 56 yards from Hunter Henry, 40 yards from Douglas, 36 yards. I did not know they had Mike Gesicki. You have two really good tight ends. Why are you not using them both as your number one options? Juju Smith-Schuster, 33 yards, and Ezekiel Elliott and Montgomery, 14 and 9. But he was definitely spreading the ball around. So I think the Patriots, really good on defense, are going to be better than what
we think. Did Zeke even play after he dropped the ball?
Yeah, he played. He just didn't have a good game.
Yeah.
But
he got to get with the game.
Jalen Hurts, 22 of 33, 170 yards, 1 touchdown. I expect better than that.
Yeah.
Especially, you get shut out pretty much for 3 quarters.
And he was on the sideline shaking his head.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Then they couldn't run the ball. I mean, A.J. Brown still played good, but...
But to be honest, that was a good game, though.
It was.
That was a good game.
It was unexpectedly a good game, and that's why I said I think the Commanders look like the second-best team in the NFC East. Right now, from the way it looks, based off of week one of NFL football, the way it looks is the Cowboys probably will win the division. Commanders second, Eagles third, Giants last. But that's only based off of this 1 week. So it still changes nothing about the prediction I made before. Our prediction is still the same. But
But I told y'all about that. But you know what? They took the play calling from him and gave it to the coach, and that coach made some hell of a call.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Three more teams. Two more teams. Chargers-Dolphins. That was actually a pretty good game.
That game ended perfectly.
I disagree. Should have ended with the Chargers scoring one more touchdown.
No. It ended perfectly because I had Miami to win. And the Dolphins did it.
Tua Tagovailoa, he showed up. 466 yards, 3 touchdowns.
I'm glad I ain't play him.
And Tyreek, oh, I know, right? Tyreek Hill, 215 yards, two touchdowns.
Yeah. They said that now they consider him the most dangerous player in the league.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you disagree?
With 215 yards.
Justin Herbert, also a pretty good game. 228 yards, one touchdown. Austin Eckler, 117 on the ground, one touchdown. They had three rushing touchdowns. Oh, they got a double-headed monster back there. Joshua Kelly, 91 yards, one touchdown. And then Justin Herbert had a rushing touchdown. So, I mean, pretty good from both teams. Both teams will probably be better. Well, I already thought the Chargers were going to be a good team. Miami might end up being a little better than what I thought. Next game, Seahawks, and I'm trying to find it. I can't find it. Who did they play? Rams. Seahawks versus Rams. Disappointment from the Seahawks.
Very disappointed.
Why, though?
I thought they were better than that.
Well, and I'm going to be honest with you. I also
didn't think the Rams were very good.
Well, my problem was, well, I ain't going to say my problem is, the reason I thought the Seahawks would win because this whole offseason they've been saying Matthew Stafford was hurt. So I didn't expect Matthew Stafford to play.
I didn't know anything about him being hurt. I thought he was healthy the whole time.
They say he was hurt this offseason.
Didn't y'all have Matthew Stafford?
We wanted him.
We tried to trade for
him. He didn't want us.
It was either us or the Rams, and he picked the Rams.
I don't blame him.
He got a Super Bowl out of
us. I don't blame him. Matthew Stafford, 334 yards, although zero touchdowns. So no interceptions either, though. They were decent on the ground. 92 yards from Williams, two touchdowns. Cam Akers, 22 carries, 29 yards, and one touchdown. That's actually pretty bad. That's terrible, actually, off of 22 carries.
Yeah.
But in the air, Atwell and Puka Nuka, that's his name. 119 apiece. Hold up, is Cooper Kupp injured?
Yeah. He out for the season. No, he out for a week.
I was about to say, dang.
4 weeks. They starting him on IR because he hurt.
Oh, yeah. Geno Smith, disappointment. 16 of 26, 112, and one touchdown. Walker, not terrible. 12 carries, 64 yards, but, I mean.
They said Geno can't play under pressure.
I never thought Geno was a very good quarterback anyway.
Shit,
I did not let last year cloud my judgment with Geno Smith. He wasn't good before that. He was good last year, but 1 year does not make up for the whole his whole
career. I can't say that with Geno, I did drink the Kool-Aid. I thought
the whole jug.
I thought Geno had
just throw it back up, Trey.
I did. I have to. I thought Geno had got himself together. And
I tried to tell you.
It was better. Was a better player now.
Look, it's easy to look good when you have a good team around you and a great coach.
Yeah.
Okay. Or at least I say look decent at least. But Seahawks was a disappointment, though. Yeah. Now we can finally get to what Auntie Mama want to get to. Giants Cowboys. Most disappointing game of the week.
But I told you.
We were lied to about the Giants.
I told y'all.
No, I said that the Cowboys were going to win.
Yeah, you did. I was lied to.
You did. But I, you know what I'm saying? I knew we was going to win, but I didn't know we was going to blow them out like that.
That was terrible.
I mean, because I looked at the Giants as an all-right team, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
and that was the largest shutout in Cowboys history.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody need to lock Daniel Jones up because he robbed the Giants.
No. They need to lock the rest of the team up because they robbed him.
No, he robbed the Giants.
He did the best he could.
He robbed the Giants for that $40 million.
His offensive line, hold up. No, it ain't even that. It's the Dallas Cowboys defense
was a fool.
Oh my gosh. They got the second best defense in the league.
And not only our defense, our second screen defense was out there as well, honey.
Because it got up to a point where it was like, we don't got to have our starters.
Yeah.
Because I seen Michael Parsons on the
sideline. Yep.
He was mad. But what's crazy is like, that's how you know with this, with them right now, it's like, it's all their defense though.
Yeah.
Because I would just look at their offensive stats. It's not very impressive.
offense put up points. Defense
they did. Games, they man. Did. Look, like, I'm not trying to take anything away from your offense, but I'm just saying, like, your defense is really, like, the reason y'all won that game like that is because your defense just doesn't make sense.
But let me tell you something, though. But, yeah, because our defense was terrified because they had zero on the Giants.
Yeah.
But our offense, every time Dak touched the ball, he landed a touchdown. We it's on
he
went
threw,
two
he didn't
times.
Throw any touchdowns.
Who?
Dak. He had zero passing touchdowns. He didn't have any
rushing
touchdowns.
He did rush for one.
No, he didn't. I'm looking up the stats.
Well, they
scored three times on offense. Well, I ain't going to say. They had three offensive touchdowns. Two by Tony Pollard. Tony Pollard had a good game.
Yeah,
14 carries, 70
no
yards.
Then
Turpin.
He scored one, Kevontae
Turpin.
Yeah,
he had a touchdown. Right. Those are their only offensive touchdowns.
You're right.
So,
right.
Like, their offense.
Yeah, because our special team.
I think the hype only comes because it was a 40-0 shutout, but had this been any other team that could score points on Dallas, y'all
the
would
Giants
not be
ain't
as
no
excited.
Bad team, though. What are you talking about?
It didn't look like one. It looked like a good team on Sunday.
Well,
I mean,
I'm gonna say this. This is what makes me think that the Cowboys are gonna be better than what the people are expecting, because Dak didn't throw no interceptions.
Yeah,
and Mike.
But if they play a better team, like imagine you play the 49ers. I mean, looking at these stats, the Dallas Cowboys stats versus the 49ers stats, offensive stats, I feel like the 49ers would win that game. And also, the 49ers still does have a better defense, too.
There you go with this shit.
So,
there you go with that shit.
I don't know.
There you go with that shit.
I'm going to just say this. When you leave a person on an egg, on a goose egg in the NFL, then you take the number one defense. Look,
I'm just saying.
Because they the only team that shut out anybody.
That's true.
No point.
Look, I'm just saying that the reason the Cowboys won was strictly because they're... Well, not the reason they won was because of their defense. But the reason that they looked so good and so scary was because that defense.
That defense
especially
was
that defensive
run.
Line.
Man, that defense is
like,
making a
fool. If I was a Giants offensive line, I wouldn't be like, Coach, I can't play no more. Like, this is embarrassing. I got kids, man.
Diggs told him on the sideline, stop throwing the ball.
He did.
Yeah, he said, stop throwing the ball. We're going to get it every time. Yeah, and they weren't even blocking their quarterback, man.
That was even more embarrassing than when we beat the crap out of them on Thanksgiving. Like,
I mean.
And then that pick, they threw to Gilmore.
Yeah.
He threw to Gilmore. Gilmore picked that thing up off the ground. Before it hit the ground.
That's why I said, thank you, Panthers.
I said, okay.
Thank you for not paying Stephon.
They shut down Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was not getting started at all.
And you know, and I was like, well, and then that fucking kicker would have been fired. Because you can make us 3 points. We can have something. This dude get out there and kick it.
Yeah, but we can't talk about Graham because he played for us.
Well,
oh, he did miss 2 field goals.
Yeah.
He got one block too.
Oh, I ain't gonna blame him for the block, but the two.
No,
he
the
missed.
One that he blocked, that got blocked, was his fault too.
Because
he kicked it short, kicked it low.
I mean, but they did just let that guy come through pretty easily.
Yeah, I get. We ain't gonna blame you for the block kick, but the 2 missed. That's your fault, Graham.
Come on, Greg, because I've been
he wouldn't have been able to miss the
second. He was defender of him.
He was on my fantasy team until last night.
You wouldn't even be able to kick another miss.
Look, Greg Gano going to get his face back, okay? He's probably the third best kicker in the league.
I put a waiver in for, what's his name? The kicker from the Rams, Mayer. Who used to be the Cowboys kicker.
Mm-hmm. Look, I got the guy that was supposed to replace him, so. Last game.
To be honest, I cut the game off in the living room and went in there and went to bed.
I stopped watching it too.
Yeah, I was like, ain't no need.
I mean, I left it on, But I wasn't even paying attention. I just got on my phone halfway after the second quarter. I was like, "Yeah, this is pointless. Yeah, I ain't paying attention."
I stopped watching it.
This was a boring game.
Did you watch the whole game? I said, "No, I watched the highlights the next morning." I said, "But I did at least thought they was gonna at least kick a field goal." I said, "When I seen that zero still sitting up in there, I was like, well, I'll be damned. Yeah. We are really stars." Yeah, yeah, I said, "Cause we really blew them out."
Yeah, they did blow them out. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the girl, and one of my patients talking about, y'all cheated. I said, we ain't cheat. I said, you couldn't. I said, we couldn't. I said, y'all need a new kicker. And y'all, that man's face was so red on that sideline. That coach, you could see it through like this. And I was like, I don't blame you, homie.
They couldn't believe they lost on
at home.
At home. And it was 9/11 weekend.
Yeah. Today is Tuesday. Wednesday is their first day of practice. He is going to cuss them out tomorrow.
Man, I'd have cussed them out then. Not so later.
We got to the locker room. What the fuck was that?
What the fuck y'all got? I'd cuss them out.
What was that?
Y'all let them blow us out?
What was that? Not one touchdown?
Not one. Touchdown. And you was in the red zone.
Yeah. Multiple times?
I would have been like, I would stand at the door. You cut. And everybody walking through. Yeah, I'm not.
Saquon, give me your contract back.
Yeah, you cut. We cutting you tonight. We're going to trade for Jonathan tomorrow.
All right, last game. Bills and Jets. So many weird things going on with this game. I had the Bills winning. I don't know what's going on with Josh Allen. He needs to get himself together.
Yeah, thank God I didn't start him. He had three picks and a fumble.
Yeah, Josh Allen get it. Maybe the Jets defense is just that good. Maybe that's what it is.
Because
I mean, you got Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. Like, you should be better than that. 16 points, come on.
And then it was wide open, and you weren't even really. You weren't. I looked at it. You had a couple of times to really get some yardage and to get what you needed to get, but you wasn't. It's like you got a one go-to guy.
Yeah. Because he didn't throw it to. I had Dalton Kincaid as my tight end. He never threw him the ball.
Yeah.
I knew he wasn't getting nothing. I benched him.
He didn't get nothing. Like, I'm talking about, it was plays when he was wide open coming across the middle and you trying to get Diggs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
see, what that probably was, he's probably just trying to keep Stephon Diggs happy because he keep complaining. So, even though he was still the number one target anyway, Stephon Diggs is just a diva. That's why I don't like DBs and receivers. I hate those guys.
Yeah. I like them hog mollies up front, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But tough break for the Jets. Even though they won, surprisingly, tough break for them.
And they won off the walk-off punt return.
Right.
That was amazing. Deshaun Jackson got the miracle at the motherland. They got that with theirs too now. Because that was a good pick. I mean, good punt return. And he was rookie.
Yeah.
He's probably got himself a job as a receiver now.
he's a starter.
But Aaron Rodgers, 4 plays in. Season's over. That is so depressing.
You know what I said about, and now things going to my head is, man, talking about Aaron Rodgers, you know, Aaron Rodgers one of the best, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, he is. I said, the best be gone. I said, he need to go ahead on and retire.
Yeah, because that Achilles here, Achilles injury is, that's a lot of work in rehabbing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you 39.
Yeah.
You're not gonna want to do that.
You're not going to bounce back. You're not spring chicken, baby. You are clucked out.
Yeah. Now I'm confused about how the season's going to go for the Jets, though.
But still, they won without him, though.
But
that's why I'm confused, because it's like, what Zach Wilson is, Zach Wilson is hot garbage, and they won.
But, see, that's what, but, let I got this, I mean, I think that, like I said, I told you, I think the Jets weren't going to make the playoffs. So this right here just right roll right on it right.
No, you stop doing that. You cannot predict injuries. You did not.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I could predict it. I said that just pull it on down my road. What I said.
He got, you got lucky that happened. Don't sit here and act like you knew.
I'm not saying I'm not saying that I knew that an injury would happen. I'm saying that I felt already that the Jets wasn't gonna make the playoffs.
But
this right here,
they are clearly a good team.
They are, but
if Aaron Rodgers doesn't get injured, of course they're going to the playoffs.
No, that's not of course, because they're not going right now.
Now they're not because he's
but
injured.
But I'm saying them not making the playoff. Because if you remember what I said when I said that I felt like they wouldn't make the playoff. I didn't say because they wasn't good. I said because they're going to need time to adjust. That's what I said. That's why I felt they weren't going to make the playoffs. Because they need time to adjust. But now that Aaron Rodgers is gone.
They're not making it now.
They really
not
making it.
I just want you to not be acting like you just knew automatically. No, like it was going to happen regardless.
I said, in the back of his head, he knew automatically.
In the back of his mind, he knew. Because you acted like you was going to predict, like you was predicting Aaron Rodgers.
He did, though, really.
I didn't say he was going to get hurt, but I said he wasn't going to make. They weren't going to make the playoffs.
He did, though.
I can't get behind it.
That was my prediction. Yeah, and they wouldn't make the playoffs.
We go make our predictions for next week.
Oh, who y'all play?
Saints.
Who we play?
There's two Monday night games. Come on.
Is it?
Yeah. Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, first game Thursday is going to be Vikings and Eagles. I'm going with Eagles. Vikings are trash. Eagles, I'm going to choose to believe they're going to get themselves together.
I got Eagles as well. You going Vikings?
She just don't like the Eagles. She got them going 0-16, 0-17. She's going to be depressed once they sweep them.
Okay.
Next game, Bears, Buccaneers.
Give me the Bears again.
Yeah, it don't matter how much you dislike Baker Mayfield. The Bears are hot garbage. You know it.
I refuse.
Did Chicago do something this week?
No, they lost.
Nah, they lost.
They got beat bad when they were supposed to.
Oh, yeah, they lost to Green Bay.
Everybody expected them.
They got stomped by Green Bay. I'm going with the Buccaneers.
A lot of people was expecting them to win their division over Detroit. And I kept telling people, no, Detroit is the best team in that division.
I did pick them to win the division over Detroit. Mm-hmm. I did.
Chicago is... I didn't say they were trash. I had them coming in second. But now I'm saying it. Chicago is trash. Green Bay Falcons. Gotta go Green Bay because Desmond Ritter is hot garbage.
I'm going with the Falcons.
The rest of the Falcons are really not that bad.
Oh, the Dirty
Birds? Not that good. Yeah.
Nah, I think the Panthers made the Falcons look good. I just don't want to pick Green Bay because I can't stand them cheeseheads. But I got to, I got to give them props for the process, too. They did beat the shit out of
them. So everybody got the Packs.
Yeah. All right, Colts and Texans.
That's going to be a good game.
I don't think so. I think they're going to blow out the Texans.
You said Colts and Texans? Yeah. I got Colts.
Yes, you said I got Colts.
You got Colts?
No, I'm going with the Texans.
That should be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Next game, Seahawks and Lions.
No, I'm going with the Lions.
Lions.
Yeah, I'm taking Lions.
Chargers and Titans. Chargers. The Titans.
Yeah, I'm taking
garbage.
I'm taking Chargers too. Chargers.
Jay Herbert. He's him.
Yeah, I gotta
go with the Titans. You going with the
Titans? Yeah.
Alright.
Ravens and Bengals.
That
should be a good game, but I honestly don't know who to choose.
I'm going with the Bengals.
I'm going with the Ravens.
I'm gonna choose Ravens too, but I kinda wanna choose the Bengals. Like, I don't trust both of their offenses did not play good.
I'm going with the Bengals.
I'm worried about both of their offenses, but I'm going to go with the Ravens because they looked better, even though they played an inferior team. Raiders, Bills.
I got Bills.
Bills. The Raiders are just trash. The Bills are good enough to beat them. Chiefs, Jaguars.
Mm.
You said Bills too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This one's actually kind of tough for me.
I'm taking the Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs because I like my home.
Jaguars, they could pull it out, but I'm going to take the Chiefs. 49ers, Rams. 49ers. Yeah, that one's pretty easy. The Rams shouldn't have won that game. Giants.
Niners as well, too.
Yeah. Giants, Cardinals. Giants. It's two bad teams playing, but
the Cardinals are the worst.
You said you going with the Cardinals?
Cardinals are the worst team in the league. They're not beating the Giants.
Okay.
I'd be so mad if they beat the Giants.
I'm going to take the Giants. I'm going to take the Giants.
Because he know Danny Dimes is like that.
No, I don't. I just, it's what taking the two of the less evils.
Jets and Cowboys.
You already know.
Jets already showed that they can pull it off any with or without Aaron Rodgers. So, okay. I'm going with the Cowboys.
I'm going with Cowboys, too.
Commanders and Broncos. Commanders. Oh, like the Broncos just really pissed me off.
I think I'm going to take them Redskins.
Okay, so you got... both of y'all got Commanders.
Uh-huh. Ron Rivera going to have a great season this year.
I'm taking... Wait, who?
Don't be delusional, Trey.
I'm taking Broncos.
Okay.
Dolphins, Patriots...
Dolphins.
I had to think about it for a moment. Tyreek Hill plays for the Dolphins.
Yeah, I got Dolphins as well.
Yeah, y'all gonna be surprised by my next pick. Saints and Panthers.
I'm going with the Panthers.
I do not trust our offense, not one bit.
I'm going with the Panthers.
I'm afraid our offense is just
gonna disappoint. I'm telling y'all didn't look bad. Y'all just... It's the first time, first game, first time, you know what
For
I'm saying?
Now, I'm going to have to go with the Saints because they did look better than us.
They
scored on 16 points, but they look better than us. Yeah.
6 points more than us.
Hey,
but y'all scored points.
Their offense was able to move the ball. So, our offense was given multiple opportunities to move the ball, and they couldn't do nothing with it. So
they will this week, watch.
I hope so. I hope you're right. I hope I'm wrong. last games, Browns, Steelers.
I got Browns.
I want to believe that
the Steelers going to give them. I'm going to give them thieves a chance. You know what I'm saying?
The Steelers are going to bounce back.
I'm going to give them thieves a chance, man. Them thieves got to steal this game.
I appreciate you calling them thieves. Thieves Avenue is down here in Charlotte.
What?
Yeah, that's the Panthers DBs.
Thieves Avenue.
That's when we had Josh Norman, though.
Josh Norman, Kirk Coleman, Trey Boston, Roman Harper. What's his
black
name?
Black and yellow. Black
from the,
and
what's
yellow.
His cornerback from Tillman? Charles Tillman.
Yeah.
Man, I miss those guys.
That's when we was rocking out.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But that was the last game.
Okay.
I'm giving them Steve's a chance. Now I believe them still gonna come back.
Yeah, probably shouldn't.
But they ain't been shit since Big Ben, though. But they gonna come back now.
Cause Kenny Pickett is like that. I'm telling you.
Let me see my last man. And yeah, I knew last week was bad.
Yeah, it started off pretty good. But
I bet y'all did not pick the
Colts
Cowboys to win the game.
He did.
I did.
Yeah.
I thought the Giants was going to be better than that.
You did? Mm-hmm.
So wrong.
All right. I'm surprised the competitive Commanders let that game go like they did.
Yeah, I thought they were going to blow them up. But yeah, that'll do it for us this week. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey, and always it's Tar Heel Nation. Let's ride. And it's all about the U. Let's go, Canes.
Let's go, Duke. 2-0.
Let's go, Cowboys. And I'm Auntie Mama. I'm always a star.
And this is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.
Laker Nation.